I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, let's go back to pubes. They're curly. Honest to God, if you pull my pants, I'm not trimmed in so long, it looks like I've got Annie in a leg lock.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I am joined by stand-up comedian, TV presenter, and all-round funniest fire crotch I know, it's Stephen fucking Bailey, everybody! Woo!
Yay! I'm applauding myself.
Self-love is important.
We need to flag about the fire crotch because I've gone blonde up top, but I've stayed real below. So it is a shock for people.
I was about to say you'd sneaky bastard. But no, I like it, Stephen. You suit the highlights.
Thank you. After the 100th lockdown, I was having a nervous breakdown like everyone else. And I thought, well, I could do therapy, but that's £80 an hour. So I got a mint aero, I went to see my hairdresser. And I said, James, it's the Attitude Awards. I think we need to go blonde. And he was like, you want to risk it for the Attitude Awards? And I was like, today's the day.
Yeah.
Today is the day.
High risk, high reward, though, Stephen. Like, that's what a lot of people don't like take into consideration. Like, if you want big results, you've got to do big things sometimes.
Yeah, I always think, you know, I don't know about you, but I really do believe in that. I think when you take a leap of faith of, like, I'm Council of Fate kid, and so I have really weird issues with money, even when I have it. And I always think, when I spend
to admit
it...
Brave to admit that.
I really do. I'm always like, even when I have it, I'm like, you've got no money. And so then what I've learned is going, I love like a Jo Malone candle. Do you know, just something you wouldn't get often, but you every now and again you have, and it's only a little splurge. Yeah. And I always thought, oh God. And I went to a therapist, which, do you know one of those that tap your head? They tap you. I think it's just called tapping. Like they just tap you all over.
I'm not familiar with this form of therapy, but I'm obviously each to their own.
It is a bit bonkers, but it really opened me up. Right. And so like, you're tapping going, I'm not scared of spending money. I'm not scared of everyone switching off now. They're like, this is too early in 2022 for this.
Council estate, you would fucking kick your ass. You've got more money than sense if you're paying someone to tap your forehead, mate.
No. For free. Yeah, it was free. Do you think, again, I would not pay for that? I was like, I'm not sure this sounds like my thing. And then they were like, well, we'll give you a few sessions on us. And I was like, oh, it sounds right up my street. And so I go. And then straight away, I went to buy a Jo Malone candle. I was like, I'm going to regret this when my gas bill comes in. I'm really going to regret it. And then, but then as soon as I spent the money, I got a corporate job, which quite well paid job.
Yeah, I have heard.
And I was like, maybe there's something in this.
Yes. No, honestly, I think like 1,000,000%, like I mean, it's January, isn't it? So I'm like really fired up about all this type of stuff. But I think whatever you put out in the universe, you definitely get back more of. It's like an energy thing. And the other day I wrote about it on my Insta story. Like I got some like quite good news and I can't talk about it yet because it's not come to fruition properly. I hate when people do that to me. I know. I'm such a gossip as well. Like I'm just like, give me it all. But no, so you'll know about it soon enough. But anyway, so I was like, I was about to get on a train when I got the call and I thought, that's so miserable, like 4 hours on my own with like no one to celebrate with. I'm going to get myself a Burger King. Like, and I was like, I'm going to celebrate with a Burger King. But as on the way in, I spotted like a like a man who's going to sleep rough, like a homeless fella. Mm-hmm. And I said, are you hungry, mate? Do you want anything? And he was like, yeah, please. And I was like, right, I'm going to get him a Burger King and me a Burger King. Where he, like, no disrespect to the staff in Newcastle City, like Central Station Burger King, but like, I waited about 25 minutes for me scran. And I was sitting there looking at me cut and I was like, mate, my train's going in 5 minutes. Like, it's half this food's not for me. I've got to get back outside. So I was stressing out. So basically, he finally got me food, ran out, gave it to the fella, ran back across the thing on the platform, got on my train, sat down. I'd gave the fella my burger as well, hadn't I?
Oh my.
It was all in one bag. So I was sitting there thinking, shit, I'm starving. I've got 4 hours. You know, train food's notoriously like questionable. So I was thinking,
if it's even open.
Oh, nah. So many times during the pandemic, like, we haven't got the staff for it. So I'm sitting there thinking, I'm absolutely starving. Like, oh, Jesus Christ. But get on this, the conductor comes over, we're chatting, I tell him I forgot my charger, I asked if I could borrow it. The fella comes over, I cut him and say it, and he goes, would like to ask you to come and sit in first class. Oh. Stephen, I got me dinner, I got a comfy seat, the lent is a charger, and I have to believe, right, that happened to me because I did something good for someone else.
Do you know, I believe that as well. Yes. And I must say, I am very much, because I did Celebrity Coach Trip, you did Celebrity Coach Trip. So I had a great experience of mine, but everyone on ours was very much like, bow down to the universe, what you put out there, you'll get back. And I spent a lot of my trip rolling my eyes about that. I thought, you've all been famous far too long, okay? Because what I believe in is a bit of hard graft.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, that goes far as well, son. I'm with
you
on that.
But I think it's the two things, you know, when luck meets opportunity. Yeah. So I really do agree, because I remember like in the darkest bit of the pandemic, you know, where everyone was like, right, I can't see what I love, what's going on, I'm absolutely terrified, all my work's gone, blah, 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 blah.
Bacon, banana bread, dying. Watching Tiger King.
We're being lied. Yeah. We're watching Tiger King. I've put on so much weight, you can be whatever size you want, but I was eating my feelings and that's not okay. And and it got to a point where I was like, oh my God, I was just, I couldn't see anything positive. I couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. But then bad stuff kept happening. It just was like more bad news. And then I started therapy and exercising, seeing people again. The pandemic started to lighten up and do this. And I was like, oh, I'm starting to feel like my old self. And good things keep coming. And you go, so I do believe it's like the way your brain works. Like the more you see goodness, the more you get goodness. Because the more you look at the dark, you're going to get more dark.
I think it makes sense as well. Like, do you know what, Stephen? I was thinking to myself, I've had the first two podcasts of 2022. We've had the Speakmans, you know, very therapy based, in depth, love them. We had Roxy Nafusi, of course, the Manifesting Queen. We're all and I thought, I'm going to have Stephen Bailey on. We're going to have like some light comedy reprieve and it's going to be amazing. And here we are discussing like the attractions of the universe. Like, come on, mate. Can we just talk about pubes again?
Sorry. Okay, let's go back to pubes. They're curly. Honest to God, if you pull my pants, I'm not trimmed in so long, it looks like I've got Annie in a leg lock. Is that what you're after? Is that the tone?
Babe, that's so the tone. I love you.
Yeah, okay, great. We can flip it.
He's multifaceted, people. Like, don't doubt him.
Well, I like to think that we're all lasagna. We've all got loads of different layers. We've got our meaty chunks. We've got our carbohydrate chunks. We've got a little bit of mushroom thrown in. I hate when people are just like, just do the positive or just do the pubes. And it's like, at least one day a week I'm very negative.
No, but you can't have light without shade in life. Mm-mm. Firm believer with that. Oh, Fontanelli's on the Pepsi Max already. What type of
Stephen? Oh my God. I love a Pepsi Max.
Before low 10 in calorie. Before 10 a.m., son. You are savage.
I won't even apologise.
No, don't. Honestly, I normally treat myself. I say like, once 12 o'clock's gone, definitely Coke Zero, like through and through. But that you're on for a savage day before 10
a.m. It stops me eating like galaxies and... I got into such a bad habit of having a Kinder Bueno every day at 11 just to satisfy my brain.
Is that because, like, a Kinder Bueno feels like a lighter way to enjoy chocolate? Like, I know it's not its tagline.
It's because it feels really posh chocolate because it's called a Bueno, okay, which is Italian. Okay.
Is it Italian for good?
Yeah. Kinder Bueno. Kinder good. And so it's, like, not like a dairy milk.
Nah.
It makes you feel same price, but it makes you feel a bit more
cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I did a show with Lady C, you know, Lady Colin Campbell.
Yeah, I was in the jungle with her, Stephen.
Did you do it with her?
Aye.
Okay, well, I apologise for that. But she was nice on the show I worked on. And
honestly, amazing, right? Like, I liked that. Like, yeah. I know she was incredibly controversial and caused an awful lot of the arguments and upset in camp. But she had a little soft spot for me, I think, and I subsequently had a big soft spot for her. But it was since we came out, she's stuck the knife in a little bit. Like,
oh, has she?
Aye, she said, like, Vicky's middle class and her accent's a bit of an act. And I was like, I'm born and bred, like, Wall's End, which doesn't mean anything to anyone from who isn't from the fucking northeast, but it's rough as out. Like, I thought, you got no idea about my upbringing, mate.
This is so, where you post your birth certificate. Your mum's bank details from the 90s.
This is where I show people me like one shoe on until I was 10.
Yeah.
My sister had the other one. No, I just thought, oh God, I don't know about that. But yeah, I still love her. So go on, carry on.
Well, she got me into... I love this. You know, you can be a bit fancy on the cheap. So she got me into Tesco champagne. She was like, darling, it's the best champagne you could ever have.
And love I
was
like, that. And you know she's telling the truth if it's a posh person who can afford it, don't you?
So now I drink Tesco champagne because I could actually afford it to have it regularly. And she likes KFC. So now I think that's like a gourmet chicken restaurant.
No way, does she?
Yeah.
Lady C, though, like, oh, and I'm getting, like, I will move on after this, but she always has marched to the beat of her own drum. Like, you know, I think she's very eclectic and she's not bothered what everyone else is doing. It's what feels right for her. Like, I like that about her. She's,
it's what's entertaining to watch, isn't it, as a viewer?
Yeah.
As a humble viewer.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Okay, so you mentioned before, and I do have to bring this up, you were going to the Attitude Awards. Did I read you got voted? Right, was this before or after the hair change that you got voted one of the top 100 bachelors?
Oh, this was before the hair change, because I'm in a relationship now, so it was a couple of years ago.
Okay.
I know he's a lawyer, babe.
Shut up.
No, she's living her best life. She's going to be... I keep trying to get the Housewives of Cheshire to make me the first gay housewife.
Babe, do you know what? It's long overdue. I want to see that.
I love reality. I was really like... I could go head to head with like Lauren and all the others over there.
You'd fit right in, I think.
I know one of them at the minute has got the best tagline where she's like, "I don't care if you call me a man eater, but there's not many left to munch," and I just think it's so funny.
Honestly, they're all iconic. I love them all. I think it's such a great show, but I could definitely see you on this space for a little gay, is there not?
I think so, especially when I'm with a lawyer and I'm drinking champagne and secretly eating KFC when I'm in an emotional state. Like, it's exactly what they're after. But what's really funny is, like, so my boyfriend is an employment lawyer, so he knows everything that's, like, right and wrong in the world. Uh-huh. And sometimes he'll give me, like, appraisals after my gigs, be like, "Stephen, you shouldn't really say it. It's pushing it a bit far. Like, do we have to talk about your pubes meeting my beard on the stage, Stephen?" Like,
I thought, though, in fairness, him doing it after your comedy, like, shows is one thing. I thought you were going to say he did it after your, like, sexual encounters. And I was going to be like, "I got a gulp, I'm sorry."
I mean, I might just not have found that Excel spreadsheet yet, but that is entirely possible. This bitch writes everything down. Do you know, it's always got something.
Oh, babe,
to say.
I'm so pleased for you, though.
Thank you. And he hates this. You know, when you like say something nice about each other, I always go, "I think you're really kind." And he's like, "Oh, how boring." And it's like, "All right, Mr. Interesting." But it is like, I think that should be... I saw someone in your story, actually, the other day, and it's like, I do think that is a quality that we don't look for in each other that's probably the most attractive. Because someone that's kind, like, you can leave for a few days.
Yeah.
And they're not going to run off to the club and get with Gazelle. I don't know who Gazelle is. I think it's an animal.
No, oh no, Giselle.
Giselle. A gazelle is like a beast, isn't it? It's like a beast.
It's like a, I suppose the best way to describe it is like a deer that lives in Africa.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Yeah, bang on, you know your animals.
He's into gazelles.
But like, I completely agree with you. And like, I don't know, right, if it's what age, mate. So I'm really sorry if I'm like lumping you in.
No,
like,
I'm 35, I'm old.
Yeah, mid-30s, there we go. So like, when you're younger, like the list of things that you look for in a fella, it's often very vapid. But, or a partner, female partner, you know, we'll want to know like what job they've got, what car they've got, like what colour hair they've got, like, and all these like silly superficial boxes we need ticked. And even like as you get a little bit older, I think the stuff we'll go for is stupid as well. Like I remember thinking, oh, I needed like a really like the loudest bloke in the room who was going to deal with me because I'm quite outgoing and opinionated and everything. But actually, like I discovered very quickly, well, actually not quickly enough because it still took us getting me heartbroken a couple of times and cheated on a lot. But the loudest person in the room is quite often the most insecure. I mean, fucking hell, you know that. Jesus, coming from your background.
I'm surrounded by them most nights. But yeah, I think it is. I think I've got to say, similarly to you, where it was like, oh yeah, the loudest, the cockiest, the one that would play harder to get. I think we used to all confuse passion for anxiety. Like, I don't think it is passion. I think you're anxious. You're like, they got to call us back. Like, oh my God, they called us back. And you're basically like jizzing all over the phone. And it's like, no, it's like that's anxiety that's just been released.
It's also torture. It's like mental torture, isn't it? Like those games, like I used to almost go for arrogance as well, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't we all love a bit of a bastard? Like, what was that?
And so many of these, I do tend to think it's straight men, I'm afraid, cisgendered straight men. Yeah. But they do have this arrogance. I always think it with comedians, I'm always like, oh my God, you know, if I had 5% of your confidence, I'd be bloody Graham Norton by now. You know, I walk into a room being very good at my job, apologising, oh, sorry I delivered, sorry I delivered. And then these ones that come in that are so garbage that are like, well, smash that. And I was like, wait, when?
Honestly, I know it's just like, and again, I'm making a sweeping generalization, but like straight, white, privileged men, like who've, you know, are relatively good looking that I've got spent probably a bit well off since birth, that I've spent like the vast majority of my life going out with. And they are just such bastards. But yeah, so like it wasn't until I sort of got to my mid 30s or like early 30s that I was like, obviously, what I've been doing. The men I've been going for hasn't been working for me, so I'm gonna try something new. That I met Erkan, and like the thing I describe him as most is kind.
Yeah.
And like, there's loads of other things I could say. You know, he's fucking easy on the eye. He's like, he's great.
Yes, he is.
Thank you. He's great with Milo. Like, he's super supportive in Korea. So many things. But the kind thing for me, like, it's right at the top, mate. And I hadn't prioritised it properly before, I don't think.
I think because we're not taught to, really. Like, whoever says, like, oh, he's kind, like, he's amazing. Like, I don't know. I think about it, or it's my favourite thing about my boyfriend. And but I also think it really shows, like, people's out insides come out, don't they? So you can tell a bad guy now. Like, Erkan has kind eyes. My Rich has kind eyes. And I really think you can... I think it is a big thing. I think it's going to start coming a bit round now to, like, less vacuous.
Yeah.
You know?
It's got to. Post-pandemic, mate, and I say that as we're still living in it, but post-pandemic, we've definitely reevaluated what's important, haven't we?
Yeah.
It's not like fucking, it's not wealth, it's not massive great big houses, it's not showing off, it's not this like vacuous Instagram lifestyle. It's like for your family, your friends, being good to other people, reaching out, caring, like that's what's important, I think.
And standing up, I think as well, you know, there is no doubt at this point of us having this conversation that we've been gaslit by the government.
We fucking not, mate?
I know. Like, so there's no... So it's all that. And I think we've just... I think because we've had time to sit still, our eyes have opened. So, like, you can't miss... I mean, you still get the odd one, but you can't save everyone. And And it's like, you know, I think people saw it like when people was at the very start of the pandemic, when all the subjects were like, guys, just stay at home. It's so easy. And people were like, well, you're sat in a park. And it's like, I'm not in a park. It's my garden that happens to have a pool. And then people were like, actually, we might be in the same pandemic, but we're in different goddamn boats.
Yeah.
I'm in a goddamn dinghy over here. And I think people have seen all that. So I think it's like, well, we want to see less superficial stuff. Yeah. And it's like, we want to see what's in your heart. And
yeah,
head. I'm going back to being the statements. But I really feel I feel like the most politically engaged that I ever have been. I was that moron about 3 years ago that was like, voting, not for me. Brexit, I'm not getting involved. You know, like someone with a politics degree should deal with it. And now I'm like, oh, they can. Okay, so I need to step up. So I've become so educated in all these different little things. Yes. I'm like, right, she knows about the world. I voted for Little Mix and that went well for 10 years. It's not my fault Jesse Nelson left. But it went well for 10 years. So my vote could at least give us a good 10 years.
I mean, that honestly, it's done better than any government's ever done for a Little Mix. Yeah, so,
lasted longer before a fallout.
What do you think, Gorm? We can't ignore the elephant in the room. What do you think about all this bloody Boris Johnson saying he didn't know he was at a party?
I don't have the words. I just feel like you're every ex-boyfriend I've ever had. Do you know why it's like you've caught an ex-boyfriend cheating? They're looking at you, be like, no, that wasn't me. I can see you with your hands down his pants. No, that wasn't me. Well, can you take your hand off his dick and I might believe you? That's where I'm at with it.
I swear to God, right? I haven't thought about it like that, right? But this is me going back years, and I don't think I've ever spoke about this since. I remember I was going out with someone, this is years ago now, but I was going out with someone from X on the Beach, and I would sit and watch the show. And he'd promised me, you know, like, after you left, babe, I never kissed anyone else. And I'd sit and watch him kissing other people on the show, and I'd, like, ring him up and be like, you're cheating on me on the show. And he would absolutely convince me that he wasn't doing this. And I believed him. And I think that is what Boris is doing. Like, he's like, no, sorry, I was not at that party. I do not remember it. It's absolutely the same. Boris needs to go on the next series of X on the Beach.
Oh, my God. I have a question. Did Celebrity SAS, right?
Yes, Stephen. Tell me you're not going.
No. Please. Do you think, because obviously they do a bit of mental torture on that, do you think your ex-relationship stood you in good stead for that show? Because surely you can deal with those men shouting in your face when you've dealt with some of your wrong-uns.
Do you know what? Honestly, enough time has passed again since SAS happened for me to talk about it more freely because I was a little bit traumatised. Yeah, it was the worst time for us to do it, mate. Like, I did it in the middle of a pandemic, so I'd been sitting for a year with my finger up my arse. Like, I'm quite on it with the gym and stuff. Like, I like it. Yeah, but without the motivation of a holiday or a red carpet or a live TV appearance, like, I wasn't as motivated. So, nah, mate, I was really unfit. And it was just the physical side of things I struggled with. Like, yes, there was a lot of anxiety, like, what's going to happen next? What they're going to put you through? Where am I going to be jumping out of? But, you know, like, some of the blokes, like Foxy and Mel in particular, like, I really liked them. Like, I've had Foxy on the podcast. I speak to Mel all the time. I had a little, like, Ant Middleton's tough. He's hard as the hobs of hell. But I had a little joke with him on Instagram the other day. They've lived different lives to us, you know? So, yeah, mate, like, I didn't struggle as much with the mental side of things. And maybe it's the fellas I've gone out with in my past and the torture I've gone through romantically did set us in good stead for that.
Listen, if everything happens for a reason, that was it. And, because I've always fancied doing that one from a gay rights point of view, because they don't very much have gay... No, because they don't really have gay men on it. And I always think, because I am quite a feminine camp man, people would underestimate me, but I'm actually a black belt in Taekwondo.
No way!
Yeah!
Where did that come from? Did you have to pick up that skill?
No, I didn't feel like I had to. So the thing is, for me, it was obviously a kid in the 90s. We weren't as forward thinking as we are now. So all the sports were gender. So it's like I could do football or rugby.
Uh-huh.
Do you think I want to do football or rugby?
Nah.
No interest. But the girls got to do rounders, netball and trampolining. Much more my vibe. What was the 90s and no one was thinking like that then. They only let us just hold hands in public, do you know what I mean? And so I was always like, oh, so I always got my dad to write me a note, and my dad died of a heart attack, so he's scared that everyone's going to die of a heart attack. So he was like, you've got to do something for fitness. And it was as vacuous as this, but I really got into it. I saw an interview where Sarah Michelle Gellar said to get ready for the role of Buffy, she studied Taekwondo, and I was like, well, I'd love to be a vampire slayer one day. And that was it. But then I really got into it and loved it. But that was the starting point.
Yeah.
I arrived and I was like, I'm not sure this is me. The instructor was really fit.
Oh, nice.
And then it was like, then we were off. And then it was a thing of being like, don't you tell me what to do. Every time I said I was a black belt in Taekwondo, like when I went to school and was like, oh, I'm doing Taekwondo, my friends would laugh at me. And I was like, so I just did it to spite people.
Yeah.
And now I am like desperate to get on a show like Celeb SAS, because I was like, I'll win to spite you because you said I can't do it because I'm feminine. And it's like, I want to go on the last leg to be like, you have chubby like comedians that don't do anything. This is supposed to be a sports show. Let me come on. I just think it's so, I think it's one of my hidden depths that I really love about myself. Is that bad to say? But I really love it about myself.
Again, all about self-love here at The Secret 2. I do feel like we've spent a solid first half of this show pitching you for TV shows. So in 2022, I'm imagining it's on your vision board to do SES, The Last Leg, and Real Housewives. One of them's got to come to fruition, surely.
Real Housewives is the top one.
Top of that.
My agent is going to send me a very aggressive message after this, but Real Housewives is the top one.
I'm going to manifest it on your behalf. I'm going to get it on my vision board for you, right, Stephen? Can we have you back in part two, please?
Please, yep, yes, please.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.